Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Aw, that deep V. Aw.
You're fucked up now. Nugget, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like booby nipples and pretty too. The difference is, women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
Hey, yo.
I don't know what that was.
That was the N1 mixtape. Oh, baby.
Have you been to an N1?
The N1 mixtape?
No, like, yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, it was the N1 mixtape. And actually, yeah, I have been to one, as have you. Gonna give you...
I remember. That's what we're doing.
Okay, N1 mixtape came to our high school back in 2004.
And what it was? Yep.
What the professor?
The professor, hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Half man, half amazing.
All of them. They all came to Desert Vista High School, threw the ball to Mike Pootie Tang Deep V Tamez.
Sure, he did. In the stands.
In the stands, and said, shoot it. And he didn't even hit the fucking backboard.
No, I hit the backboard. I didn't hit the rim.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I feel like, honestly, when I shot it, I was like, this is fucking going in. I'm looking like a goddamn man. And then I shot like Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
It was. Very banky.
Didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Terrible.
Well, we're back.
We are.
Deep V.
Yep.
We're in this bitch.
We are here.
Balls deep in this bitch.
All that's right. That's just my penis, yeah. So.
Well.
It's just the head.
The dick is in.
Yeah.
Balls are slapping.
Yep.
The dog's staring.
Yeah.
And there's some stank in the air.
There is. Real nasty.
Yeah. Hey, roll call. Who we got in the cave today? Royster Capo?
That's me.
Here we go. We don't have anyone else. We had a full house the last couple of shows we did.
We have a dog in here.
We do have a dog.
Corona is in here.
She even has a chair in the studio.
And a fucking book.
It's outrageous.
I'll tell you, if I wasn't a human, I don't want to be a dog to a white person. Well, let's do this shit.
Yep.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
I'm Black.
And I'm like a dim gray, like a light hue black.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
A lighter hue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are we drinking today?
Cat Daddy Moonshine.
Cat Daddy Moonshine.
Yeah. It's fucking delicious.
That sounds like something that a black pimp gives to his bitches and slaps them on the ass and says, do a good job tonight, bitch.
You know what? Give him the Cat Daddy Moonshine. You like that. We are drinking something very fucking strong.
It's strong.
It's so strong.
My nipple hair is curling.
Ski Ray might give us a little glimpse in the single life. And maybe he'll give us a little glimpse of how he became that statistic. I mean, a single black dad.
Bow. Very clever, very clever, very clever. I'm one of two things.
Yep.
I am black
and
a statistic. But I will say one thing. Being a single dad... It's like having herpes.
That doesn't sound fun.
Well, you're careful who you tell.
Okay.
It's expensive. And you probably got that way from a white woman. So.
Do you know, like, who patient zero was?
Well, I told you I got a urinary tract infection once.
You did, and I thought you were a girl.
No, it was a true thing. It was from a white woman.
That was a girl thing.
And I know it was from her, because I do not recall my piss feeling like sriracha. Until the day after I fucked her.
What was the difference? Like, how many days before, like, you know, patient zero and the next person?
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, it could have been from the person before, and it was just hiding.
No.
Like a Trojan virus in the computer.
No. See, I had the Norton antivirus on.
Okay. All right. So you had that going full blast.
Yeah.
All right. I got
slept with her, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Had to be at work, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Driving to work, 6:45 p.m. Right. I turn into my parking space at the job.
Sure.
My dick literally started tingling like there was some type of Flexol Vicks Vapor Rub on it.
That's not a coincidence.
I thought, I've got the AIDS.
That's the chick that did it.
She's got me.
Patient zero.
Within a 4-hour radius, baby, I was like, you dirty bitch. But I've been single for like 3 years now.
It's a long time.
It
is a long time.
That's like, how many days is that? A bunch.
That's like 1,000 something.
Surprisingly, in all those days, I've not contracted anything. Yeah. Nothing.
Well, it's impressive. Like, you haven't contracted or you've healed a lot of things.
I see what you mean there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave that up to your mind to just wander and wonder. But no one's more surprised by that than me, because
sure.
If unprotected sex
right.
were a casino,
mm-hmm.
you could say I'm a bit of a gambler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got a player's card.
If we're playing poker, I'm always all in, baby.
You are literally playing rock, paper, scissors every time.
How old were you the last time you were single?
Oh, God.
Were you, 12 years old?
I was 14, 13?
You were 13 the last
like
time
that?
You were
yeah,
single.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
There's been like two presidents. We've thought about war. So much has
honestly,
gone on.
Honestly, I think Bill Clinton was the president last time.
Since, matter of fact, let me think of it. I'm going to do the math in my head right now. Since you were single last,
yep.
I've slept with 176 women.
In that time period?
In that time period. Yes.
Nice.
I've gone to Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Three times.
Good for you. Good
got
for
engaged.
You. All right.
Broke up.
All right.
Got a urinary tract infection.
Sure, sure, sure.
Fucked a porn star.
Awesome.
I'd be upset with your life if I were you.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, these are life experiences you can never get back.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, the lobby of Planned Parenthood is to fucking die for.
Is that nice?
So many outdated magazines. Okay.
So
and free condoms.
You're like, oh my God, let me read that November version of Us Weekly.
This is the Bachelor episode.
It is.
The homie wears Tacapo single too, though.
He is.
Extra fucking single.
You know, extra single.
No, they don't.
That means like
that.
You're single, but then you put some sauce on that shit.
Right.
Single
and
sauce.
It's extra motherfucking single.
Well, like Arizona doesn't see like gay as like a.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Royce Tacapo's my motherfucking wingman when we do go out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we do.
What?
He sets him up.
Okay.
I knock him down.
Mm-hmm.
I've thrown him way more bitches, though.
So many more.
Than he's thrown me.
That's real.
So many motherfucking more. Just for the record.
Yep.
Ski Ray is a fucking team player.
Yes, he is.
State Farm, Cliff Paul. How can I motherfucking assist? Okay?
You're Steve Nash.
Yeah. And he's kind of like Kobe Bryant because mm-hmm. he says he's not selfish.
Sure, sure, sure.
But stats say otherwise.
It's true.
Shit. Matter of fact, one time I didn't give him the assist.
Mm-hmm.
I was hitting this one chick in the back of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after I fucking destroyed, and I do mean destroyed, because our listeners need to understand one thing. When
game
I hit
change.
The pussy, that shit is like ground zero, okay?
I
so,
know.
So after I Taliban the pussy,
I know.
I hop off the bed,
uh-huh.
put my pants on,
sure, sure,
and then I tell the chick, don't move. My friend's gonna come in here and you're gonna let him wax that ass. Okay? This is a true fucking story. I'm not lying.
Okay.
So what happens next? I tell Royce Tacapo, go in there and drop draws.
And?
What happened, Royce?
I went in there, closed the door, and dropped draws.
I swear to God. I left the best part of the story out, though. All of this happened in my grandmother's guest bedroom.
With the hardest bed of all time.
She was sleeping in her room, so it's cool. It's cool.
Heavy grandparents sleep. Always have like the squeakiest, oldest bed alive.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Heavy, heavy sleeper. Heavy sleeper. Actually, if you guys have not caught on yet,
yep,
this is the official single Bachelor's episode.
It is.
So let's do this.
Cue Bachelor music.
Yeah, yeah.
I cue that.
Cue the diseases and the pizzas.
Right.
I want to give our listeners four highlights
ooh.
About ourselves.
All right.
That you would want a woman to know about you. Kind of
all
like
right.
a dating game kind of thing.
Sure, sure, sure.
All right, so I'm going to include you on this, Mike.
Okay.
Even though you're married.
Well, let's pretend I'm not.
Well, yeah, because you've got a flourishing marriage.
Yeah.
You've
so
got
good.
A mortgage
yeah.
in both your names.
Yeah.
That says you're not going to be single for at least 30
right.
years.
We like each other. Let's pretend we don't like each other.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off.
Okay.
Four things about me.
Four things.
I'm a funny guy.
You are.
Okay, life of the party kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funny guys can get away with any goddamn thing.
They can.
I can slap a bitch in the face
mm-hmm.
with an Air Jordan shoe.
Right.
Literally imprint the Jordan logo on her fucking face.
Right.
You know what she's going to say?
You're so funny.
So cute.
Just put it in quotations. It's fine. You're adorable.
Yeah. Chicks love funny guys, I swear.
Do.
Six packs fade.
Mm-hmm.
Jokes are forever.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've
second
seen that.
Second thing about me, sir.
What?
Dick. Big old triumphant dick. I've got dick for days. Let me tell you how many days, Mike. How old are you?
28. I had to think about it.
Okay, so if I times 28
yep.
by 365,
yep.
that's 10,220 days.
That's impressive.
I know that because this joke was pre-written, all right? So think about all of those days I've got dick for all of them.
That's so much dick.
Monday through Sunday. That's Jack in the Box dick. I have drive through open late dick.
So much wiener.
Fuck with me.
He got the fourth meal dick.
Yeah.
So much wiener.
Number three thing you need to know. Boomerang sex.
Boomerang. Comes back?
No one knows what that is, right?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, boomerang. Best describes my sex because once I hit it, it don't matter where you go, bitch, or who you with, that ass always comes back to see you, right? It'd be coming back and saying, psst, Ski Ray.
No.
What up with that dick?
Because it's a boomerang dick.
Hey, Ski Ray. Good day, mate.
Sometimes I'm just sitting on the couch and all I hear is,
crikey, the pussy.
That's not a knife.
And the last thing a bitch needs to know about me.
Yep.
I'm only half black. So don't be threatened, white women.
Yeah.
I have the dick of a black guy, but I lack the athleticism of one. So, you know, I'm not completely black. The other half of me, a matter of fact, is Mexican. So a part of me believes that women should only open beers for men and make tortillas. That's all the bitch should do.
You are literally so dangerous. You are the people that are filled in jail right now.
Where's the capo? How about you give our listeners four things about yourself? Give us some highlights.
I don't know. I mean, I got a few things. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, first and first mostly, I have an extremely long and slender penis. Okay, extremely long and slender.
Long and slender,
like the credits to Titanic.
Exactly, just like that.
Like there's a video playing on one side of the credits, and so it's only on the left side.
Yeah,
he's the left side of the credits.
Exactly. I kind of like to think of it as a Swiffer duster.
Okay,
you know, it's slender enough to fit anywhere.
Right.
But then it's big enough to where you don't miss any spots.
It can go around the corners and stuff. Yeah,
gets all in.
Right. It doesn't like grab up a lot of stuff. It just like it gets around the corners and stuff.
Exactly.
Like it can get the top of like a fan. Right.
Extend the dick. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Go gadget.
Okay. Yep.
You know, number two. You know, ladies, I have the credit of a 57-year-old white retired CEO. My shit is on point.
That sounds solid.
So for all you broke, no credit having, you know, bitches,
right?
Holler at your boy if you need a cosigner.
Yeah, he's a great cosigner.
I don't want you to
cosign. He cosigned for my apartment. I don't have credit.
Oh shit! I don't know what else, man.
That's two.
That's two.
Well, I guess I'm a respectful and nice guy.
You are. Moving on, that's awful.
Yeah, I mean,
stupid.
But I'm also a huge fucking asshole. You
okay,
know what I'm
a
I'm
nice asshole.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, when your girl gives you head, you know?
He's like a bleach butthole. It's like a butthole, but it's like, it's nice looking.
I want to dabble around there.
Yeah, kind of turned down.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess the best way I can describe is the huge asshole part, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when your girl gives you head, you know, after
right.
a long day's work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And immediately after, hands you a fucking list of chores that you forgot to do.
Right.
Over the goddamn weekend.
And she's like, give me a kiss too.
Yeah, give me a kiss. Thanks, honey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck off. That's how I feel about that.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, last but not least, I guess, I keep a clean fucking house. You know what I'm saying?
He does.
A very
he
clean
does.
House. My shit is extra, extra clean. It's like the bottom of newborn foots.
Ooh,
you know, emphasis
that's
on
clean.
Foots.
That's fucking
that's
clean.
That's fucking clean, you
that's
know?
Too clean.
Baby's foot. Feet don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Because they're newborns.
Because you carry them.
Like a nun's titties. Those just seem clean to me.
Whoa! Ain't nobody seeing the titties that are nuns.
That's true.
I've never seen a nun titty.
You know what?
That needs to be on the bucket list.
Oh.
If you see a titty nun, a nun titty?
A nun titty?
It's like a fucking Bigfoot.
I want some of that. But they're saggy.
Yeah.
Do you? How do you know?
I don't.
Exactly.
I'm just assuming.
Knows.
Goddamn assumptions.
Yeah.
It's like fucking
Bigfoot.
Man.
Yeah.
I guess I know what I'm doing tonight.
Well, how about you, Sir Pootie Tang?
If I was single.
Yeah.
Okay, four things. All right. I'm a gentle raper.
Okay.
All right?
Because, yeah.
Like, I will cuddle afterwards.
Okay.
So, like,
you'll console them, like, hey, sorry, like, sorry about that. I get crazy.
It wasn't
sometimes.
That bad.
Okay.
I close my mouth when I eat.
Ooh.
That's just me. I'm a nice guy.
You're an open mouth chewer, fucking.
Right. Right. I'm a loud breather.
Okay.
I breathe loud.
Okay. You live life intense.
I do.
All right.
So serious.
Yeah.
And my favorite.
Uh huh.
I bite the shit out of my fingers, okay?
Okay?
So you know when I'm getting inside of you, there's gonna be some texture.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's disgusting. I
yeah.
got that joke just now.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's do this then, because
yep.
this is good.
Okay.
I'm liking this. We're gonna keep going with this,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna give our listeners four things that you look for when you first meet a woman.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
so for you, Mike,
okay.
you faggot ass married man. you're going to tell us four things that you noticed about your amazing wife, whom I would sleep with if she was not with you, or if she would just cheat on you.
Right.
That would work, too.
She would. She would. She has.
Me and Royce DeCapo, we're going to stick to the list and tell you sure. what we would look for or at.
Fair enough.
I'm going to start.
All right.
No bullshit. The absolute first thing that I look at is a girl's foots.
Damn, he's fucking stole mine. I'm sorry.
You like the foots.
It's not about me liking them, though.
You're a foots guy.
Well, I cannot and I will not talk to a chick with ugly foots, even if she's like a beautiful-ass chick, okay?
Foots.
All right? Ugly foots will kill it for me. Chick's foots are supposed to be cute.
It's feet. It's feet.
It's fucking foots.
I should be able to hang a chick's foots from my rearview mirror like baby shoes. That's how cute they need to be.
You want gold-plated foot.
You know how in the 90s black guys would hang baby Air Jordans from their rear view? Chick's foot.
Foots.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Sure.
And here's the thing, though. If she has closed-toed shoes when I first meet her, that's an easy fix.
Right.
My attention goes straight to her hands. Because I like a woman that takes care of herself, okay?
Sure.
So chip nails, ugly toes.
That makes sense.
That's a dirty ass crumb snatching bitch. If
the hands thing I get.
Yeah. Because
the foots,
not so much.
It's one. It goes one of the same.
Does it?
Yes. Yeah. A bitch with chipped nails will steal all of your change out of your ashtray when you're not looking and buy like a Slurpee or something that a dirty hoe would drink from 7-Eleven in the hood.
A polar pop.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's just a big turnoff. You know what I mean?
All right.
And then the other thing. A chick with ugly toes has a stinky pussy.
Oh,
seriously. If I see a chick that has ugly toes, I automatically think the Ninja Turtles dwell in her pussy and eat inside there. Their pizza.
So much pizza. It's a pizza pie.
Yeah.
Just right, yeah.
Gross, huge turnoff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
It's a lot
of sense. If they don't like, you know, take care of their foots.
Yeah.
It's something simple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The next thing I look for.
Okay.
Her driver's license.
Go on. How many illegal women are you fucking going with?
I just need age to be confirmed. Have you seen?
Age?
Yes.
I went with the legal aspect.
Have you seen girls these days? The young ones?
Yeah.
A show that I watch on ABC.
Right.
It's called Blackish. You watch this show.
I love Blackish.
There's an actress on there. You know, the daughter?
Goddamn. She's 14 years old. I would
motorboat her booty hole. And I look her up to find out she's fucking 14 years old. I've been talking about motorboating the booty to a bitch that drinks Capri Suns.
This is a true story. He texted me and said, how old do you think she is? I looked it up and I said, 14. You go, it's not as bad as I thought.
Like, what grade are you in when you're 14? Freshman?
That's a good question.
Jesus Christ. She's still a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Gabrielle, when she was 14,
right,
she would poop with the goddamn door open still. That's how much of a kid she
Why?
Was.
Why?
Because she was goddamn retarded.
To make sure she was, like, safe?
I don't know. Like, she's still weird. She's 18 now, and she has a little bit more respect.
Sure.
So she just
like
leaves.
Like, partly closed.
She leaves it cracked.
Yeah. Small crack.
Right. But 18 years old, that just seems young to me still.
Yes.
Could you wax the ass of an 18-year-old?
If I was single?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Could
no
you?
No fucking problem. I don't care.
I don't know. My sister's got a couple of friends that, I don't really know. I'm thinking of two. No, three. No, okay, I'm thinking of four of her friends that I know personally that I would fucking knock their block off. Okay,
I do concur.
Have you ever played Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Absolutely.
As a kid, when you punch till the other head pops off?
100%.
That's what's happening, okay? Knocking that goddamn block off. But I refrain, though, because in no way is an 18-year-old ready for me. They're just not ready.
Yeah, they're not.
They're ready for the army. They're ready for you.
They are not ready. I am far.
They're ready for the army. They're ready for you.
I'm too much.
Are you?
Yes.
You are a lot.
Let's just say I've got a little too much jelly on my toast for them, okay? I would ruin an 18-year-old's life. Literally ruin. They have so much life left to live. Such a promising future. So many tables to wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't throw that all away by getting dickmatized by old Ski Ray.
It's a good idea. That's what happened to me.
Yeah. Next thing I'm looking for, number three.
Right, number three.
Yeah. I'm looking for her panty drawer.
I was trying to get a snap.
Yeah. Just because I'm creepy like that.
Sure.
Have you never not just took a deep breath like... and just thought, Bush was here.
No, I haven't.
Never.
No, when have I possibly had that chance?
When in Rome, I guess. And the last thing that I look at,
What is that?
What color panties she got on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, at the moment?
Yeah, because, well, hopefully none. Because have you ever seen a chick with a monkey so big in her pants that it looks like two Thanksgiving dinner butter rolls in her panties?
You want a big vagina?
Yeah. I know. I couldn't believe it wasn't butter, too.
Oh, my God.
I like to grab it. Like, if I can grab it, like, pinch it, like, skin, like on
the
arm.
Yeah.
Woo! That's nice.
That does not sound good.
No. What's
all of our white listeners, nobody's like, I like that.
How about you, Mr. Royce?
Oh, man.
Four
things, man. You about to make me fucking think around this bitch. I don't know. Well, first of all, you stole my first one.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Foots.
Them foots. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's foots are important.
It's very important. You know what I'm saying? It tells you a lot about a woman and how they take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you got them ugly ass foots, fucking stinky ass orangutan, you better take your ass back over there and throw some oranges at you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Throw oranges at you.
Yes. I'm not playing that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I guess that's first thing. Second thing would definitely be the smile. Smile because buck-ass teeth create a lot of problems. Okay,
you're a teeth guy.
I'm
a teeth guy too.
Are you a teeth guy?
I'm a big teeth guy.
Not so much for the smile though.
Sure.
I'm worried about shit like bills because they have like a direct effect on bills.
Okay.
Braces.
Yeah. No, not braces. Mm. Like eating up all my fucking toothbrush. My fucking toothbrush bill gonna be sky high.
Wait.
Fucking working with you.
Do you share a toothbrush with your
but
women?
I mean, you gotta buy a new toothbrush every 2 weeks.
They're very cheap. Like, I feel like they're like $1 each.
$5 I don't know. Toothbrush bill gonna be.
You are not even worried about the braces. You're worried about the toothbrush.
That was a Bugs Bunny reference.
What am I? Number three?
Yeah, number three.
You gotta have a sense of humor.
Sure.
Case closed. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't laugh, just go fucking kill yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Life is not that serious mm-hmm. all the time.
Sure.
Just off with your head, bitch. I don't have much.
You
else
want
to say
somebody to murder themselves if they don't laugh?
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
That's exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least. Have some fucking goals.
You want a goal.
Goals like a soccer player. You wanted to be athletic.
No.
You wanted to score.
Yes,
you want to be Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm. I would wax that ass.
Hope Solo? She'll get it too.
Hope Solo, yeah.
I don't know.
Voice annoys the shit out of me.
Does it?
Oh, what's that guy's name? He could get it too.
Oh,
Landon Donovan? You want some of that?
Nope.
Whoa.
The other one.
Freddie Adu?
Nope.
You want some of that?
He looks like Jared.
Well, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo, holla at a nigga, you can get it.
Wow.
He's bisexual.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think so.
Saying there's a chance.
I probably would.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it. Just have some goals.
That's good,
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Good.
Like, what you got, Mr. Pudetang?
You want the four things that I saw in Nicole.
I mean, I've got four things that I see.
I know.
I see them all the time.
Yeah. But I want to know what you see.
The four things. Okay. Four things I saw first.
In your wife.
She was stark white. Like jellyfish white.
Okay.
That's see-through, by the way.
Damn white.
She was full of freckles.
Okay.
So many freckles.
All right.
She kind of seemed easy.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I could probably hit that.
Yeah. Okay.
And she had UDS.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know what UDS is?
No, sir.
Ugly duckling syndrome.
Okay.
And I was like, I saw potential, so I snatched that bad boy up.
Like the old saying goes, reach for the stars, and even if you don't get there, you're going to land like on the moon or something.
Right.
She was the moon.
She was, okay. Like I saw potential. Okay. I saw potential.
All right. Well, staying on this whole dating game, bachelor theme thing we've got going on here. I don't even know how well this is going.
Doesn't matter.
If you were on a dating game, like the dating game show.
Oh.
You know how they have like a clever intro to introduce themselves?
What was that show on MTV called?
Yeah. Singled Out?
Singled Out.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how that came to my head.
Oh, shit. I remember that show.
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy?
I watched the shit. Yes.
Yeah.
She was.
She could still get it.
Yeah.
Regularly. What would your intro be? Just to give you what I like, the idea of what I mean, I'm going to go first.
Go first, yeah. I know what you mean.
This is my intro. I'm on Singled Out. Jenny McCarthy's looking at me, and she says, go ski ray.
Okay.
All right. Hey, baby. This is Ski Ray. You can call me Trojan because I'm fun, ultra sensitive. I come in three for the night, but I'm safe. I'm black and oddly shaped and tasty, so yes, I am a milk dud. You can put me in your mouth all night. You can suck it, softly chew, and swallow 95.5 KYOT.
The coyote.
Yeah. Oh my god. Your turn, Pooty, go.
Okay. You know what? You doing that, like, it made me think of completely differently.
Okay.
I'm going to do more of mine like an infomercial.
Okay.
You ready?
Slap chop.
Hey, are you looking for a guy with not too big of a penis? Are you tired of having really long sex? Do you think 30 minutes for sex is just too long? Well, good. Mike does too. Because his penis is the third porridge in Goldilocks. Just right. And he'll be gone in 60 seconds. Just ask Nicolas Cage. And that's fully dressed too. Vote Mike for class president.
That was amazing. I'm crying.
All right. Okay. Okay, so let's keep going with this then.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on one-night stands?
Hey, I'm for them.
You for them?
Yeah.
I love them.
If I was single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them because they help emotionally.
Sure.
Here, like, have you ever thought you missed someone and then you go and rub one out? And immediately after, you think, like, fuck that bitch.
Well, like, I've had regrets, like, of what porn I just masturbated to. Like, the fuck did I just do? I feel like that's the same general thing.
Okay. Emotions cloud judgment.
Right.
A nut will never lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a one-night stand not too long ago. This is a true story, okay? I've not told you this one yet.
Okay.
I had a chick over, whom I've slept with before.
Okay. Not a new number.
I've never slept with her before. I said that wrong.
New number.
Never slept with her. Yeah. New number. 177. Congratulations. Yeah. First time hanging out with her. When you hang out with someone for the first time, you kind of fill each other out. You know, you don't know if you're going to get any or not that night. Probably not because
sure.
It's the first night. Right. You know what I mean? So we bypass the whole first date thing and she just comes over. All right? So thoughts of Dirty Ho came to my mind. I thought, this is a dirty bitch. I'm getting some. But I still wasn't sure. So until she laid her keys on the table, I really, really didn't know. Because when she finally laid her keys on the table, I swear to God, her keychain was a condom.
Wait. Like, she had a condom keychain?
Yes. Like, it was in a plastic, like, this is my fucking keychain. Never go anywhere without the dick rubber.
Was it a real condom or was it like
a real condom?
Like, the first one she ever used, so she had it fucking framed.
It was in like glass casing, like in case of emergency, break this.
Really?
Yes, I swear to you. And I thought,
do you have a picture and can we put it on Facebook?
Yes, I have a picture and that bitch is going on. So our listeners, go awesome. To our page. I took a picture of it when she went to the bathroom.
I can't wait.
She told me to put a condom on. I said, yeah, okay.
I'll break the glass, don't worry.
Right. So then, that's when I knew I was getting some, but right. I was still kind of mad when the whole situation with the condom thing.
Why?
Where does she get off thinking I'm going to wear a condom?
You're terrible.
Very judgmental of her to think that I'm safe like that.
Right, yeah.
How many times have you been to Planned Parenthood?
I've zero times.
Zero times?
Zero times.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess it pays to stay with one woman. I've been three times.
Do you have a punch card?
Well, I'm working on it.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm on a free one.
All right.
Yeah. Once for something that rhymed with Smismortion. A second time to get a girl I was sleeping with on the pill.
Okay.
I don't trust a motherfucking person, okay?
Wait, Planned Parenthood is like an all-around type of deal?
Oh, they do it all.
Really?
Yeah. They'll protect you from having a baby, and they'll get rid of a baby.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they do it all. Hmm. They will take a baby if you're like, I don't want this. You just give it to them.
Just give it to a fucking fire station. I've seen movies.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
One-stop shop?
What's that? Yeah. All right.
Exactly. Or you just put it on a random person's doorstep, and then Adam Sandler comes out and raises the baby and names the movie Big Daddy.
Yeah.
That happens, too.
I've seen that. That's just how it is.
Right.
Okay.
So I've been for three reasons. The Smismortion,
mm-hmm.
one time,
mm-hmm.
and the second time was to get the girlfriend that I was currently with on birth control.
Okay.
Because I don't trust nobody.
I wouldn't.
I literally had to watch the doctor inject her with baby blocker before I was like, cool, this is cool. I'll nut in you.
I'll do it now.
Yeah. The third time.
Yep.
Was for not one of my most proud moments in life.
The Smishmortion wasn't the most proud.
Nope. That was cool.
That was fine. Yeah.
Take a life, save a life.
I'm excited for the third.
Yeah. I had a big round of applause.
Right.
That's the clap. But it was
Nice. Nice reference.
It wasn't from me being a hoe, though. Like, you would think, oh, he probably got it from one of those 176, now 177
women. Right, right, right.
Yeah, it was from my girlfriend at the time.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. I was like 17. Okay. She called me and told me that she found out that she had chlamydia. So since we had been sleeping around, obviously she said, I probably gave it to you.
Right.
My first immediate thought, you dirty fucking bitch. Literally, you dirty garage sale cloth couch pussy having bitch. So, I went and they gave me these pills.
Sure.
I took them and 14 days later, good as new, baby.
Fine. Penicillin, baby.
Yeah. Check this out. Would you fucking believe me if I told you when I was 13 years old, a chick that I was fucking had a Smith Morton?
Really?
True story. Another DV. No lie.
13 years old?
13 years old. Yeah, I know. Because I was 13. You're probably like, Ski Ray, you dirty dog.
Right.
She was 12, so don't be mad at me. Be mad at that dirty bitch.
I feel like somehow that's still illegal. Because having sex with a 12-year-old, no matter how old you are, that's still illegal.
I hadn't even graduated middle school yet, so I felt like, how am I supposed to know how to put a condom on? Those directions that they come with make no sense.
Slide on the banana.
Yeah. Right. None of them make any goddamn sense.
I don't blame it.
Like, yeah. What if... This would suck for me. What if abortions were illegal?
If it, like, well, everywhere?
Everywhere. Like, I know they're illegal in some places. I mean, countrywide, like, you've got to go to Cuba if you want a goddamn abortion.
I feel like there'd be a lot of stomach punching.
This world would be full of foster kids. I know that.
A lot of, like, wife beaters.
Or it'd be full of a lot of overcompensating tough guys, too, because, you know, they didn't grow up with both parents.
Right. It's like they had, like, one parent.
A positive, though.
Go on.
A positive, if abortions were illegal, I would have like $800 more right now.
Because the state would give you money?
Which I could really use. No, I've spent $800 on Smith's Mortions. I mentioned one. I'm going to save the other one for another episode. They're $400 and like $22.
Smith's Mortions.
They're like $422 after tax. Right. They tax Smith's Mortions.
Really?
How are you taxing a non-born baby?
So you've had Smith's Mortions?
Yeah!
Smith Morshy!
Yeah, I have.
Amazing.
Smith Morshy. I like that. Yeah. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when because I have a kid.
Right.
I remember when my baby mama told me she was pregnant.
Okay.
I was so stupid.
I can imagine.
My first words to her were, "How do you know?
Are you sure?"
Which is fitting because I remember before my son was born, after we were together.
Right.
We're laying in bed sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She wakes up and says, "Skylar." That's my name. It's not Ski Ray. So, let's actually... She says, "Ski Ray."
Ski Ray.
Yeah. She says, "Ski Ray, my water just broke." As we lay in fucking water in the bed, my first words again were, "How do you know?"
Wait, like, let's... Before we do anything, are you positive?
It made sense at the time to say that. I remember meeting her, too.
Sure.
She was my boss at a job that I had. Mm-hmm. And I thought...
I remember the story.
Yeah. I see bosses getting fucked all the time in pornos.
And I've seen movies.
As we know, the porno is real. So 100%. I decided to make it a reality.
Sure.
I approached her,
uh-huh.
And she was not having it.
And it worked.
Yeah. She did say I was cute.
Huh?
But then she said, "I don't mix business with pleasure." So I said, "Cool. I quit." So I went ahead and quit, and we've been fucking ever since.
So ballsy.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know how else you would, like, meet people, though. How do people meet these days?
I don't know.
I have no fucking clue. Have you ever been on, like the dating sites?
No,
I've
never.
They're the fucking worst.
You been on one?
Yes, they're the worst. Fucking Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish. Dear God. Mike, it is the fucking worst thing. First of all, Plenty of Fish.
Wait,
there's...
This sounds... Is that a real site?
The site is called Plenty of Fish. And the first thing you need to know is there are no fish whatsoever. Okay? The site should be called Plenty of Armadillos. Because that's what the site is filled with. Just the ugliest, slitheringest, fucking scaly, fly-eating motherfuckers you would ever see on that site.
If you didn't know, an armadillo is like a really big roly-poly.
So what I want to do then, this is a good time because we just mentioned how my baby mama called me. yeah. told me she was pregnant.
True.
I left out the part that it was on Father's Day.
Correct.
It's very cliche.
That's
foul.
The fuck's your problem? Right. I don't celebrate Father's Day. Now I'm celebrating it right now. So let's go ahead and give our listeners good things to say in response
okay.
to a woman rudely calling
sure.
and saying she's pregnant.
Why don't you tell me you're pregnant first?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Mike, I'm pregnant.
Why did you say, is this Mike? Okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
This is Sharkeesha.
Ooh.
You remember me?
I do, vaguely.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, cool. I left my sunglasses last time at the abortion clinic. I want to see if I find them.
Hello?
Is this Ski Ray?
This is Ski Ray.
Cool. This is Rwanda.
Uh-huh. What's up, girl?
I'm pregnant.
You got my voicemail. Leave a message.
It's very Archer-like.
I'm going to give you one.
All right.
You want me to?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking to speak with Mike.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Tessa.
I thought this was a telemarketer, so I'm glad.
Okay, good, because I'm pregnant.
Have you tried walking it off?
I have not.
Please, try walking it off before you call me back.
Okay.
Give me you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hello?
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Mike.
What's up, girl?
This is a man.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to let you know, I'm pregnant.
You're what?
I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant?
Yep.
You have reached Movie Bone Press 5! Alright, I got
one
you.
More?
I'll
one
get
more?
You one more.
Right. I'm ready. I always wait for 3 rings. Hello.
Hello, is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
What's up, fucker? This is Tessa again, and I'm still pregnant.
God damn it, Obama.
All right, give you me got one more.
All right.
I'm just waking up. Hello, who this? What's up, girl?
Hey, this is Corona, the dog.
Oh, what's up, dog?
Hey, I want to inform you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pregnant again.
Sorry, I can't hear you. This is my Boost mobile phone. I'm going through a tunnel. I'm gonna call you back. Never. Bye, bitch.
Hey, my bad. No, tunnel. I'm gonna fucking blow your mind right now.
Are you?
There's a threesome Tinder.
Go on. Called Tinders.
No, it's... Why didn't they call that? Tinders.
Yeah.
It's 3NDER.
Uh-huh.
Thrinder.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
And people
I
are on it.
I swear to you.
Thrinder.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a thing.
That's a thing.
Not ugly people on it. There are ugly people. Don't get me wrong. But there's also very attractive.
Yeah. Well, the regular Tinder is legit for me.
Yeah, sure.
I legit feel like I could meet quite a few ex-wives on the Tinder.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Okay. Let me. As a matter of fact, let me go text my ex-wife, okay. My ex-baby mama.
Sure.
She's not an ex-baby mama. You can't be that. You can't be an ex-baby mama until he turns 18, right?
You can, like with the abortion, I guess.
Right. In-person abortion.
Welcome.
Take this baby back.
Right.
That's a thing.
Right. Okay. My parents tried to take me back a couple years ago.
Did it work?
Didn't work.
Okay.
Let's deal here.
Well, let's take a quick break. Honestly, I'm probably going to go rub one out.
That's a good idea.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to watch.
Latex Convos?
Yep.
All right. Deep V.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Back from the break.
We are back.
I'm no longer flaccid.
He masturbated.
Ready to go again.
No, that makes you... Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It just powers me up.
Good for you.
Like a fucking Power Ranger.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I want to just go right into it.
Sure.
Fucking ram it in there. Real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me right now.
Right.
Three things that get you in the mood. One, go.
Boobs. That's it.
Then I'm going to go. Pussy farts. you got anything, Royce?
Yeah, the smell of bush.
Smell of bush.
Okay, that's probably smells like lighter fluid.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what I get from bush.
I would imagine like primrose oil or like just oil in general. You
no,
think
no,
lighter
no.
fluid?
Yeah, bush smells like the flannel shirt from the guy on Roseanne.
John Goodman.
Boom. That's bush. All right, I'm gonna give you another thing that I find as an aphrodisiac.
Go on.
Squirting.
Yeah, it's pee. Like, oh, whatever you get down to it, it's not, fucking, it is pee.
It's not pee.
Scientifically, it is pee.
I don't care.
Yucky.
Give me one of yours.
Ass.
Elaborate.
Ass.
All right. First couple.
Large areola. Like, covers the
He wants big
room.
Old nips.
Yeah, I want the big one.
Like a dinner plate on the fucking boob.
I want my nipples bigger than the actual boob itself.
Yeah, like when you put a piece of bologna on the plate.
I want my nipples to overlap each other, like on this chest.
If you guys don't know what we're referring to, look up the porn star Havana Ginger.
Yeah.
Why do you know the porn star name?
Because I watch porn 7 times a day. Okay, that's how I know.
That's a lot of days.
I could describe some male dicks too.
Whoa.
You have
just by default.
Or you have that dick memory.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. Give me two, Mike.
Another one?
Yeah.
Just women.
Women.
In general.
Huh.
Maybe feminine guys.
Okay.
Whatever.
That'll work.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. You got any more, Royce?
Yeah, I got one.
We'll get you off.
I like the booty shorts when they're cutting the ass cheeks, so it's like the ass is kind of popping out the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like the Orville Redenbacher fucking.
You like the redneck ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you like the
that.
Volleyball ass.
Yeah.
I like volleyball ass too.
Yeah.
15 love. Or is that tennis?
That's tennis.
Volleyball
tennis. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'll give you my last one. I like when a woman initiates sex. Like, they get all aggressive and fucking transform into a fucking hoe. Autobots, activate!
Transform into a hoe.
Yeah. Like, they're very calm and,
right.
and tranquil.
Sure.
And then just, boom.
Right.
Drop draws.
Right.
I like that.
Is that the noise they make?
That's what happens.
Wow.
Yeah. Optimus Prime is a dirty hoe.
I see that.
Okay.
I see that.
Tell us, what are you watching currently on your porn?
I still like the normal, like, amateur style.
Still an amateur?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Well, because for me, I'm into different things at different times.
I know you are.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, coming off of Black History Month, actually, my porn's really ethnic right now.
The opposite of racist.
I know. I am all about the black chicks in porn right now.
Are you?
Yes. Have you ever seen a black chick ride dick?
Yeah.
It's an art form.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
They put their fucking hips into it. They bounce that ass.
They try really hard.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Doo-doo brown.
Right.
Doo-doo brown.
Mm-hmm.
Big booty hose.
Right.
Hump with it.
Two life crew, baby.
What else was... Oh, have you seen that new shit that just came out? Fucking 50 Shades of Grey.
I have not seen it. And I probably won't watch it unless it comes out on... It will come out on Blu-ray, but...
Come out on Blue Box?
Blue Box.
And I didn't watch this shit on Redbox.
Let me watch it on Blue Box.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it, and I'm sorry, okay? Because I was expecting porn on the big screen.
Why were you expecting that?
That's how people made it seem, the white women,
it
when they talked about
it. It was rated R.
Rated R is R for, like, really nasty.
Yeah, but you know what else is rated R? Like, Usual Suspects, and that's no boobs.
No boobs?
No boobs.
A lot of cussing, though.
A
lot of cussing.
Huh. See, R means, like, a lot of cussing.
I did expect to see bush bigger than I've ever seen before.
Did she have bush?
There's so much bush in there.
I bet there was a lot of bush.
It was a quick bush. It was like, bush? I don't know. That's what it was.
That's too bad.
Yeah. It looked like a 13-year-old's chin.
Sure.
It was a little peach fuzz.
Looked good.
Right. So instead of going to see a goddamn porn on a goddamn big screen.
Sure.
I see a movie about a creepy-ass dude who hides his creepiness in a suit. If I didn't know any better, I would say that Mr. Gray is the Kraken. That's what it looked like to me.
But was he good looking?
He was.
He was.
Yeah. This fucking dude gets off on spanking women and gagging them. Oh, okay.
That's pretty good to me.
I mean, I'm going to advise any man of color to refrain from spanking a woman, tying them up and gagging them. Sounds sketchy.
Yeah.
Because when a white guy does it,
it's cool.
They're going to make a movie out of it.
Right.
When a black guy does it, murder trial, baby.
Right. White guy does it. Sounds a lot inspiring. Like black guy does it.
Rape.
There it is.
Damn. Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what? On that subject, because when I went to see that movie, it was next to, the movie theater was next to Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. I want to have a moment of silence here for Barnes & Noble's conveniently located next to the movie theater here in Arizona.
Right.
Because they have a family bathroom in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in middle school, I cannot tell you how many chicks got quietly finger blasted in that bathroom. 95.5.
I sucks there.
Right. But they're closed now. They closed the whole fucking library or whatever bookstore down thing.
Sure. Yeah. So, well, it's like a paid like library.
Yeah.
So
family bathroom, this next drink's for you.
She's pouring it on the fucking carpet.
Well, tell me about your marriage, Pootie.
What about it?
How are you keeping it spicy these days? You know what I mean?
What, like spicy?
Well, yeah. Have you done it anywhere weird lately? You know, because...
A couple days ago, we did it behind the trash can.
Well, let's be honest. 15 years old, if pussy were a pair of shoes, those shoes would be holy. The sole would be all fucking floppy and coming off. They'd smell like God knows what. And the once white shoelaces would now be all mocha color. There's some stores that don't take shit back after 30 days. 30 motherfucking days, Mike. What does that tell you about your 15-year-old pussy?
Yeah, well, she takes her... Let's just say she takes her vagina to a cobbler.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Let's just say she or her vagina is made of carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber?
Wow. It lasts for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Any favorite positions there, sexually?
I like all positions.
Like them all.
I like them all. All
right. I don't
discriminate.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Personal question for you here.
Okay.
Do you eat the pussy?
Yeah.
I 100% do. I snack on the pussy, baby. Five small meals a day.
You are.
Gotta keep it healthy.
You are fighting that stereotype every 5 seconds.
Have you ever had a chick's face sit on you?
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
To almost suffocate on pussy.
Hold on. A chick's face sit on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a chick's... Sorry.
We got it.
Get it.
Jackass.
Face sitting. Chick's pussy sitting on you. There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To literally smell vagina in my mustache the day after.
I like that.
It's refreshing.
I have a long mustache, so it lasts a long time. It's like one of those wicks that you like burn the end of it and it just lasts all fucking day.
You have an incense mustache?
I have incense mustache.
Okay. Pussy scent. What do you think about the Lost Dutchman's Treasure? And by Lost Dutchman's Treasure, I mean, do you eat butthole?
If it's there, I'm eating it.
Okay. I've done it before. Like, I say I've done it before, like, as if I've only done it one time, but it wasn't a one-time thing. With the right woman, with the right booty hole, I will play the saxophone on that booty hole, okay? I'll get all Kenny G on that ass.
Very Miles Davis-y.
Yeah. Now, I personally haven't experienced this, but maybe you have because you're white, or you have some white in you.
Okay.
Have you ever had a chick lick your butthole?
No.
Never.
I know where my butthole's been.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's getting near my butthole.
Where's your butthole been?
Dirty places. Okay. Like, I've had some very hot food and gross...
Hot. Okay. Because I've heard stories about when dudes tell me about getting their booty holes licked.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
All the stories in the same. Coming fast and real quick, baby.
I don't like that.
Have you ever fucked in the shower?
Yes.
You have?
Of course.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, like, if there was a big
just
good, shower.
Just clean Dove sex.
Bingo.
Okay.
I have Dove soap.
I don't shower frequent enough to have that kind of thing regularly.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. I shower sometimes. But it seems dangerous. Because
it is dangerous.
I know you've almost slipped before in the shower.
Right.
Your fucking life flashes before you.
Nicole's head, like, her head has hit the end.
Yeah.
Like a few times. Like she's had some concussions.
Okay. She's been concussed.
Yeah, she's been concussed. Yeah.
I'm not fucking in the shower without a life alert necklace.
Yeah. She's the Wes Welker of fucking bathroom sex.
Okay. You love your girl.
Yeah.
You be honest with me.
Sure.
Have you ever
beat
your meat to a picture or a video of your wife? Or at the time, girlfriend.
Video, yeah.
You did?
I have a video. That was in Nebraska? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make fun of you so bad, but I can't in this situation because I won't lie. I've done it one time.
To me.
I won't mention her name, but a woman that I've dated not too long ago. I told you this story. She sent me a video.
Right.
In the video, she put a condom on the back of a brush. The condom was purple. Okay. She sat the phone down and bounced her ass on the fucking brush. Now listen here. I'm bald, okay? And I debated growing my hair out so she could brush my hair with that brush. You are goddamn right. I beat my meat to that fucking video. Let me move forward, though.
Go on.
One last thing here.
All right.
We should end it with this segment.
What segment?
We haven't done it in forever, so I feel like it makes sense based off of everything we're saying.
I haven't done it forever. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to do a segment called Flashcards.
Flashcards.
Where I say one word.
Okay.
And you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
All right.
Quick break and we'll be right back.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
So we're back with flashcards,
yeah,
where we're going to say one word,
yep,
and we say the first thing that comes to
first
our mind.
First thing that comes to your head. No thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
So give me...
I'm going to give you the first.
Yeah, give me 15 words.
Okay.
You're going to name 15 things,
okay,
and I'm going to tell you the first thing that comes to my mind.
15 random-ass words.
15 fucking random words. I feel like
this is fucking hard for me, too, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
Missionary.
Mormon.
Anal.
White Catholics.
Interracial.
Yes, please.
Chubby.
Wear a condom.
Latina.
Yo soy negro.
I'm pregnant.
You fucking lying bitch.
I'm coming.
I know.
Condom.
Not required.
Marriage.
For quitters.
Butt cheeks.
Spread them.
Legs.
Spread them.
Pussy lips.
Spread them.
Anal beads.
Small Latino men.
Lubricant.
Surprisingly useful.
Royce da Capo's mama.
Old news.
Motherfucker. Deep
beat. That's that shit, baby.
Okay, I wrote them all down.
Okay.
I want you to give me the same words.
Give you the same words?
Same words.
And you tell me what's your first thing.
First thing.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me send you.
All right.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, first word.
Yep.
Missionary.
White people.
Anal.
Birth control.
Interracial.
Attractive kids.
Chubby.
Gross.
Latina.
Dangerous.
I'm pregnant.
More dangerous.
I'm coming.
You're welcome.
Condom.
The modern day Spartan shield.
Marriage.
Expensive party.
Butt cheeks.
I like the women kind.
Legs.
Leverage sticks.
Pussy lips.
Doors to the fish barrel.
Anal beads.
Rib dildo.
Lubricant.
Expensive spit.
Oh my god. Royce da Capo's mama.
The love that got away.
Deep V.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, I like that shit. That went really well.
It did.
We're going to have to do that more often.
We should.
Well, let's do this, though.
Yep.
Because like a bachelor, we're going to end this shit abruptly.
Ending.
We came. It's over with.
We gave the roses away.
No kissing and loving.
Nope.
No breakfast.
Nope.
In and out.
Mm-hmm.
Wham.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Stay tuned for DV's next episode coming up in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks.
Freestyle Friday with DV legend, Pete.
Motherfucking
Wild. DV's gonna get wild, baby, in a couple weeks.
It is.
So be sure to follow us, Instagram at OfficialDV.
Yep.
Twitter at OfficialDV.
It is.
Appreciate all of our new followers. We're getting... Are we cool?
We're cooling, though.
I think we are. Let's shout out some of our new followers.
Should we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
An old favorite.
Yep.
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
What up, motherfuckers? You guys suck.
Yeah.
Please make some trades.
Yeah.
Do something.
Do something.
Do something other than listen to DB. Matter of fact,
no.
Practice. Why are you listening to us?
Listen to us instead of practice. You guys are doing good.
I think they listen to us on the air in the plane.
They're doing solid.
Yeah. They're okay. They're making millions.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Anyway, okay. Norris Frederick.
Yep.
Olympic bronze medalist. What up, my nigga? Good luck in 2016.
That's third best in the world.
Yeah. Third best. Very DB-like.
DJ Hot Sauce.
DJ Hot Sauce. Who is he?
I'm pretty sure he played for...
In Chicago, isn't he a DJ?
Yeah, Chicago.
I think so.
I was thinking more of the... What is that fucking basketball team what we're talking about?
Chicago.
And one.
Oh, you're talking about Hot Sauce the player. I know you're talking about. Let me shout out the Navy USS. Is it Nimitz?
Nimitz.
Yeah, what's up?
Nimitz.
What's up, Seaman?
Wait, is it Nimitz?
Nimitz.
Yes, it's
Nimitz.
Nimitz?
All the Seamans.
Yeah.
Fucking
the Seamans.
They listen to us on the boat.
Yeah,
they do.
Appreciate your fighting for our country and for us to do dick jokes and
you
stuff.
You know what?
Here.
Because I'm too much of a fucking pussy to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to get up in the morning when I want to, and you're not, so.
You guys are men.
Have fun with that. There was a time where I thought I wanted to go to the Navy, but unlike
really?
The people. Yeah, there was. But unlike the people who are in the Navy,
uh-huh.
I slept on it and woke right. up and was like, the fuck was I thinking?
He slept on it and missed the cut because right. like he slept too late.
Well, because I can't even swim.
I don't even like fucking water.
Very statistic-y.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely.
It's not that you can't swim, you just don't want to swim.
Yeah, all these fucking celebrities following us.
There's actually a lot. We've missed a few. We've missed a ton.
Did we?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
I can't think of any.
I don't know. They should all go ahead and follow us, though, and hit us up for some fucking merchandise.
We got a shirt coming.
Yeah, rep that DV. We have a...
We got a shirt coming.
We've got a shirt coming up and paying homage to Sir Pete Wilde.
Motherfucking Pete Wilde.
Pete Wilde. Stay
tuned.
It's
going to be extra, extra limited.
It's going to be wild, too.
Yep.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me shout out one more person.
One more.
101.1, the radio station in Arizona.
I like that.
Yeah, they're following us.
Are they?
They are.
They're awesome.
I really appreciate
Me
it.
Me, too.
They fucking suck, FM. Okay, we'll see you later, DP.
Come on.
Best part about the crackiness, when we had him, you know, just doing it, even if he didn't know, Arizona's the only state we're allowed to do that.
Really?
Yep. So we can put, like, a video in if we were making a porn.
Uh-huh.
Arizona's the only, that's why there's so much, like, reality porn in Arizona.
Oh, that's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Oh, so you can, you
just don't
like,
have to tell
you don't have to tell him.
Arizona's the only state.
Wow.
Yep.
So I got a whole bunch of videos. I might just want to
You can do it,
out.
And you would be fine.
Be straight.
Yep.
That's why...
You better put them on the internet now so you can be grandfathered in later. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Arizona's weird in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's very
racist. I was wondering about that fucking casting couch site, you know? The one where he's like, let me see your ID, and he's blurring out his face.
I know, there's it's in Scottsdale somewhere.
Yeah, I'm like, is he really fucking these girls? Is like these
the backroom casting couch one?
Yeah.
That's in Arizona?
Yeah.
I watch that all the time.
They're all here.
Okay. I don't mind the fakeness if you make me believe.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, make me believe.
Yeah. Let me know.
Like, ooh, this secretary
is
bad.
Real.
She's so bad.
She just needs money.
20 bucks and she's fucking good.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna fucking email the guy, the casting couch guy. He hasn't had any new ones for a while.
I promise you, it's in Arizona. I know it's in Arizona.
No, it is. He says all the girls that show their ID are fucking Arizona IDs.
Really?
Yeah. So what you're saying is...
You remember Club One?
Club One.
The teenage club we used to go to where it was like a skating rink that changed? Me, Danielle.
Did we used to go? I don't remember that.
We used to go and get busy, nigga.
All I remember is the buzz, my nigga. That's it.
It was the buzz and it was on the Club One. Anyways, it was them. That was the last time I saw him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still got that picture on my Facebook, nigga, when it's like me, you, Danielle, Tony Alden, with the fucking, when I'm putting the finger like this, nigga, that shit was jokes. With the Averex fucking polo on, like I'm fresh.
I wish you guys could hear yourself talk, because it's fucking retarded.
Is it?
I don't even know what you guys say. Because they're just like saying like 15 nouns and verbs in one fucking sentence.